You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Well.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is good, my friends? It is In This League, but there's a lie. There's a big fat phony right at the beginning of the show because Scott Bogman is not here. No, I was not calling Scott fat. That was not a fat joke. He has been replaced. I mean, I potentially could be replaced for good. Maybe this is the audition. But Scott Bogman, at this moment, is at the Diamondbacks Colorado Rockies wild card game, and we might possibly get a call in from him in just a few segments. We'll see if there's service there. But pinch hitting, one of the best that I could possibly think of. My good friend Justin Mason from Friends with Fantasy Benefits. You hear him right here on FNTSY on the Tout Wars Hour. He's over at Fantasy Alarm, Fangraphs. He does way too much crap that we can't even wrap our heads around, but he's a hard-ass working man, and he's with me right now. Justin, what's up, buddy?
I'm wondering what the chance that Bogman is not in jail already, considering the Diamondbacks are up 4-0.
Yeah, no, it definitely has gotten bad. This is why I have no idea. To anybody listening, we may have like awesome radio that happens in about 20 minutes where we're going to get Bogman from the concourse there in all of whatever insanity is going on with him right now. But I text him and I tried to give him a call to see if it was working. I got no idea if we're getting a hold of him. It's standing room only there. And the Diamondbacks, as we talk, as we are live right now, 9 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, it is 4-0. And Zach Greinke, dare I say, there's a little bit of no hit bid kind of going on. Diamondbacks are rolling.
Yeah, they are rolling. I'm going to send Scott a text and tell him if he does get arrested to make sure he saves his one phone call for us.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he's not going to be able to make the phone call at the stadium to us, most likely, but there's a decent chance he might actually be able to make a call from jail. There's a much better chance. It's like a big old, what did I call it before? What's the damn box that you have? It's like a Faraday box. That's what it is, a Faraday box where it's like no electrical signals can come in. That's what Chase Field is.
I think most major league stadiums are like that. I feel like they kind of jam signals and jam your internet there so that way you can focus on the game. They obviously don't do a very good job because you're always seeing on TV people on their phones.
Yeah.
But AT&T Park in San Francisco next to me is the exact same way. As soon as you walk in the stadium, all your outside contact to the world just goes away.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We gotta do important interviews here. So we are coast to coast today from San Francisco to Arizona, all the way on the east with our super producer, Chris Pavona, and you, wherever you are. This great show we've got for you today. Joe Pizzapia is going to be joining us in hour two. It's going to be me, Justin, and Pizzapia talking all about week five. And I am wait till you hear what happened in the pick'em last week. Wait till you hear what I did in the over-under. You won't believe it, but there is tape. You will not believe what I did in the pick'em last week, especially the over-under.
Impressive.
We're going to do that with Pizzapia. What's that?
It's impressive.
It's amazing. There's no way it'll ever happen again. But we got Pizzapia, Aaron Brewski from Hoopball. We're going to talk some basketball in a little bit. Maybe Bogman from the wild card game. It is the Welsh. It is Justin Mason. It is In This League, and we will be back here in just a couple minutes, so don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Red heat and rage.
I had no idea UNLV had a hockey.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that.
This is new, isn't it? Because they got Vegas hockey there. Yeah.
People started to get interested. They said they have star players from Canada, good players from pockets in the United States. Canadians are flocking there. Americans, everybody's going there. Wouldn't you love to play hockey in Vegas? I can't think of a better market. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. With all due respect to Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather play for VGS.
Weekdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network at DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer 4 questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's right. You remember, but you will not remember Bogman. At least this week. Actually, yeah, maybe that's a falsity, Justin. Because if anything, Bogman has got the chance to be very, very memorable in whatever crazy drunkness. The Diamondbacks even put out a new menu. That's why I'm really hoping we can get a hold of him, because they have a special wild card menu of stuff, and they look pretty insane. And I've tasked him with, he needs to eat at least 4,000 calories worth of Diamondback food.
Isn't that like one item there, though?
That's like the bat dog. Yeah, you're actually right about that. Or the D-bat. The D-bat is the one that's like 4,000 calories. It's like a, I don't know, dude. It's like an 18-inch like corn dog with like 12 pounds of fries. It's insane. It's literally going to kill you if you eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know if he can, you know, taking off the show tonight, I don't know if he's going to be able to afford to buy anything there. You got to think of jacking up the prices.
That's a very good point. My friends, as you guys know, we have talked about we've talked about DKMS all over the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. But just want to remind you guys that the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have teamed up to help delete blood cancer. You can be a part of that process just by going to dailyroto.com/DKMS. You can sign up to get more information. You can sign up to be a donor, which that would be huge. They have had total donors, 7.5 million donors across the world, almost a million on the U.S. They are doing big things, and one of the incentives that they have, to not that you necessarily should need the incentives, but just to kind of get everybody going, is the Fantasy Draft and Fantasy Sports Radio Network's portion of this is they've teamed up together to do it's a really cool contest every single week. It's a free contest through Fantasy Draft, where the winner each week, they're going to move on to the final contest in week, I believe, 17, 16 contestants, where one is going to wear a pair of tickets to the Super Bowl. You can't beat that. I think that is very awesome. So go get all the details right now, dailyroto.com/DKMS. Set a lineup. Sign up to do some good and maybe win some Super Bowl tickets. How does that sound, Boggs?
Well, I'm not Boggs, but...
I called you Boggs, Justin.
it only took the second segment for you to mess that one up. But I actually signed up to be a donor So I just got my packet. I'm going to do the cheek swab tonight and send it back in. I don't know if anybody's going to want my blood because if you know anything about my history, it's been through quite a lot.
It used
to contain a lot of alcohol, so it doesn't anymore. So hopefully they'll take it. But I think it's a pretty amazing organization. Plus, you can win Super Bowl tickets.
Amos, that's so funny. I called you Boggs. That's the funniest thing ever. That's actually funny that you're bringing that up because our super producer, Pavona, said that he had just done his. I know it's pretty important. Pavona, get on the mic real quick if you're there.
I'm here, boys. Got you.
This hits home, right? Don't you have some kind of like relevance to this?
Yeah, I do. My brother, when he was a little kid, even before I was born, he was born with leukemia. He's fine now. He's, 37 years old and he's a pain, but... I remember, my parents always told me that all the issues that they went through with him in the hospital, I felt like this was kind of like coming full circle for me.
Yeah, well, and it hits home. And in a time of the world where there's hurricanes and tragedies that go all over and everyone's help is needed when, these big issues come up, that's always the case. What people forget, and most people know, though, is there doesn't have to be a tragedy for there to be a need. So there, it can hit home to anybody. So go check it out, dailyroto.com/DKMS. I will tell you, though, I'm one of those people where I'm like, ooh, I don't want to get a swab because what are they going to find? They're going to find something. There's something that's hiding, and if I don't know about it, I don't have it. That's how I work. If I don't know, it doesn't exist to me. So I get a little bit terrified.
I just took one of those Ancestry.com genetic testing to find out what my lineage is. And my entire life I've been told I'm 50% Irish. Found out I am 2% Irish.
Oh, that's a cheat. Then you wasted all those drinking years for nothing, for no stereotype
whatsoever. I mean, I worked really hard to fill in that or fit in that Irish stereotype in 2%.
So that's funny. I should do that. Maybe. What if I found out I wasn't Welsh? Would that be the most amazing thing ever? That I go with a moniker and a last name of Welsh and I wasn't. That would just flip everything on its axis. So what we've got going on, I kind of teased before. Hopefully Bogman in the next segment. And the one after that, Aaron Brewski, we're going to talk some fantasy basketball because that is on the horizon. And Brewski is an award-winning author. He's won some awards, best fantasy basketball or best writer of the year he's gotten. And we're good buddies with him. So we're going to talk a little bit of basketball and all football in the second hour with spreads. Pisa Pia is going to join us. That's going to be tons of fun. I get to tease what the hell I did last week. But that doesn't mean we're not going to talk football here. So if you guys happen to have fantasy questions, you're more than welcome to tweet at us. Tweet at Is It The Welsh or Justin Mason FWFB. Don't be an idiot like me and send it to Bogman or call Justin Bogman. Send it to one of us or FNTSY Radio, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about your question on the air. You could potentially, I don't know if we'll get you in, but 844-84-FNTSY, we could potentially take a call. But if you've got fantasy questions, we will try to find some spots to cover it. But I wanted to talk about this, Justin. I know you do some fantasy football work over at Fantasy Alarm, and it consists of like a couple thousand gajillion words per article, right?
Yeah. It's anywhere from 11,000 to 13,000 words covering every single fantasy relevant player in every single game, every single week.
Okay, so, and obviously waivers are going to be an important thing here. We talked a lot about waivers in the last In This League Fantasy Football podcast, which teaser plug, if you guys want to listen to the Friday edition, that'll be this week's Friday episode, Heath Cummings from CBS will be joining us. And in the last one, we were obviously talking on the Sunday recap or, reaction episodes. We talk about the waivers. I pitted up a couple waiver wire battles that I'm just curious at your take, Justin, because especially, I know you've written about these. You're deep in the thick of all of this. And one of the biggest issues, especially this week more than ever, is there seemed like there were a lot of guys, but I'm not so sure that any jumped out as like clear cut number ones. There kind of was in my eyes, but let me lay out the first waiver wire battle for you. And if you guys have opinions, you can tweet at us about this. Wayne Gallman versus Aaron Jones. Now, Gallman got his first action, played over one of the worst backs in the entire NFL in Paul Perkins. Aaron Jones looked to be set for a couple weeks, but freaking Jamal Williams was in full practice today, and Ty Montgomery was limited. So if you were moving forward as far as a waiver wire pick, which side do you lean on, Gallman or Aaron Jones?
This is all about short-term game versus long-term game. I got a feeling that Jones will have a big role this week. against the Cowboys and could have a big game. He's like a perfect fit for that Packers style. They don't want to run between the tackles. They're going to throw, try to get him in space. But long term, I mean, Williams is going to be back maybe this week. I got a feeling Montgomery's probably going to be out this week, but he should be back relatively soon. So if you're looking long term, you're looking towards the playoffs already or 2 or 3 weeks down the line, Gallman's the guy. I've been promoting him all preseason, actually before the preseason, as the guy who would eventually become the back in New York. Like you mentioned, Paul Perkins has been absolutely atrocious.
He's the worst. He is the worst football. You know who he is? He's the living embodiment of Trent Richardson, except he's just not as fat and out of shape.
Or strong. I mean, like, he, like, at least Trent Richardson, like, in his first year, like, he could blow, you know, blow through somebody. I mean, Perkins is a plotter. He doesn't have electric speed. He can't break tackles. Like the fact that Gallman hasn't even been on the active roster until this last week is just mind-boggling.
Where are the bobs, by the way, Justin? Where are the bobs? Where they're like, so Paul Perkins, what would you say you do here? Because I don't know what he does.
Yeah, it's absolutely atrocious. Best thing for the that could happen for the Giants was him getting hurt last week. So I like Gallman long term, and actually I think he has a decent chance to have a pretty decent day this Sunday. So I'm gonna go Gallman and hope that he can hold down that job the rest of the way.
I'm in agreement with you on Gallman, and I picked up Aaron Jones in a lot of places. And of course, you know, we got the news the next day. You know, we get the news like on Wednesday. Hey, by the way, Jamal Williams looks like he might be back. Oh, he's full practice on Thursday. So a lot of wasted fab. Maybe wasted waiver wire. I'm not so sure about that. So I want to tease this next one. We'll talk on the next side of the break because, like I said, God knows if we get Bogman. If we get Bogman, we'll carry it over a little bit. But we've got Latavius Murray versus Thomas Rawls or Lacy. I'm going to pair those two together. This one was the one that kind of stood out to me as a little bit more obvious. But you had Chris Carson, who went out as we were doing our reaction show. It happened while we were in the middle of it. The only problem that Seattle bears is which one would they actually go to? Where are they going to side? Pete Carroll seemed to indicate that Thomas Rawls steps back into Chris Carson's role, which in theory that would be good, but there's so many mouths to feed there. Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon is not going to have a different role than he had before. So Latavius Murray might be set to be that guy, but let's find out on the other side of this break. It'll be Latavius Murray versus either of the Seattle running backs. If you guys have takes, you can tweet in about it because I'm curious where you want to go with it. I thought Latavius Murray was potentially the number one waiver wire pick, but it got so muddy. It got so crowded. And you also have your own potential roster restrictions you have to deal with. But I'm joined by Justin Mason. I am the Welsh. This is In This League. Maybe Bogman live from the wild card game coming up at the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports changed their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Does your fantasy football team suck? Did you draft David Johnson with the first pick? I can help you out. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Stand Up Fantasy. I will make your whole life better and put a little smile on your face, make you happy. Maybe you find a significant other just by changing some bowling shoes. Maybe you'll worry about things a lot less. Stand Up Fantasy at iTunes. Subscribe now.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
On Target Fantasy Football.
I just feel like Ben McAdoo's a knucklehead, and he's going to insist on using Darquan Perkins like he always does.
Knucklehead syndrome sucks. Gallman's a guy that I picked up in a couple leagues. Maybe it'll just play itself out in a couple weeks. I just want to give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he saw something that he liked here in Gallman. I mean, he found a touchdown, a couple catches. Perkins hasn't shown you anything. Darquan hasn't shown you anything in a couple years, so maybe they will go to Gallman.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. FNTSY.com/radio.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, it's Tony Sicana from the Fantasy Sports News Desk, brought to you by the New York Daily News. Check out the show Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the East Coast, Pacific Time, 8 p.m. to midnight. I break down all that's happening in the day of fantasy sports, the sports world, and right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you'll never miss a beat and you'll never get beat.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is In This League. Chris Welsh, a.k.a. The Welsh, Justin Mason from Friends of Fantasy Benefits, and Mr. Scott Bogman, live from the Diamondbacks Concourse. Bogman, what is going on? How is this bludgeoning going for you?
Oh, my God, I am freaking out. And I can't believe that I have reception here. The place, this is the loudest I've heard it since 2001. We are going crazy. I almost passed out after that last Scalzo bomb. I literally got woozy. It has been a great ride so far.
That is incredible. Justin, why don't you tell Scott what you, which possibly might not ever hit the airwaves, which you may have said earlier in the day today.
Unfortunately, on the Slipper and Bust podcast, I picked the Rockies to win this game. But I'm rooting for you guys hard because I think you're the best chance to beat the Dodgers.
You think the Rockies have a better chance to beat the Dodgers?
No. I think the Diamondbacks do. But I thought the Rockies would win this game.
Come on, Justin. We're all on the same side. All right? Diamondbacks win, bounce the Dodgers, and at least go to NLCS. That's what we all want, right?
Yes. We're in complete agreement.
Yeah, we're all Diamondback fans today. We're all one together. All right, so Boggs, give us a recap so far. So, I mean, if people are just kind of, you know, some people might not be dialed in. I know there was a Goldie bomb, but your experience so far, recap how the offense and how the Rockies have looked.
Well, John Gray just didn't have it tonight. You know, I think we saw a lot of what we saw out of Severino last night with the Yankee game. Just a young dude in his first playoff start. Just didn't have it, you know. Peralta got on, and then Marte doubled him over. Goldie, three-run bomb. I mean, and it was a no-doubter, folks. I know it may have just barely got over the wall, but you could see Parra's reaction. He knew it was gone. So, and then that was a three-run shot. Kettle Marte drove in a run with a triple. After that, Gray was bounced. Ober came in, got out a nice little jam with Goldie and J.D. Martinez. And then Descalzo, the two-run bomb in the last inning, and here we are, 6-0 D-backs. So, Nick Greinke is just doing work. Just got a double play. Oh, no, didn't get that second run. So I got it on a TV down here in the lobby. There was no way I had any reception up front in the stands. So.
Scott, there's a really important question we need to know, though. Have you eaten the D-bat?
Yes.
No, I have not. There's no. Guys, I'm going to take a picture of these lines just to get a beer. I'm not drinking. I'm not eating. This is the only thing I came down for. And plus, I'm sitting up so high, close to the very back of the stadium, there's no way I'm making a second trip down here. Because I am fat, and it is tough getting up those stairs.
I feel like this is the Ollie weather report. You're like, I'm fat. I can't do this. I like that. Are you going to have to ask the proprietor of FNTSY, Mike Cardano, if you can fill in for like 30 shows to pay for your god-awful seats to go see this amazing game? Do you think we're going to have to do that? Did you have to take a small loan out?
No, it wasn't that bad. Actually, I have a ticket for the Monday night game as well, and those were cheaper than this game because it's the one-off. It's the wild card.
You got two? You got two for a buddy?
Well, I wasn't in charge of buying that. So I just have a ticket for myself from someone else.
Okay. Well, it's unfortunate.
Well, I appreciate you making me the full-time replacement.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Justin is now the full-time.
Well, we're not on Mondays, so it's fine.
I got a feeling you won't be alive by Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's a chance I'm not alive by the time this game's over. So.
Okay, so any last thoughts? We'll let you get back to the game. You're on the concourse. The place is standing room only. It's one of the probably the loudest that Chase Field has ever been. You got to be feeling confident. So what are our parting words to this game as Greinke is winning 6-0? He's given up 3 hits. What do you think, Boggs?
I hope Rodney doesn't ruin it.
Oh my God,
that's my parting word.
All right, that is true. All right, follow him on Twitter, at Bogman Sports. You can hear him always on Our Crap. Bogman, that's awesome that you got reception. Enjoy the game. Text me later, and we will just celebrate in the Diamondbacks' greatness.
All right, boys. Thanks for filling in, Justin. See you guys later.
Later, buddy. It's amazing. Can you believe we got him?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you could actually even hear him, considering how loud that stadium must be. I mean, you guys aren't like the Giants. You're not in the playoffs almost every year, so this is a big deal for you guys.
You got your dig in. You'll have a great time this year with the second overall pick in the draft, though. You'll get your draft stuff really early. What were your feelings, by the way, about Pablo hitting that game-winning homer to knock you guys out of the first overall pick as a Giants fan?
I mean, I guess it was, you know, a little bit of just desserts because, I mean, he did knock the Tigers out of the World Series. So maybe he just needed to give them a little bit, you know, of a little bit of retribution back. So they get the first pick, whatever. They'll mess it up. They haven't had a good draft pick in a long time. Yeah. So I'm not super worried about that. I'm more interested to find out if the Red Sox had known that Verlander was going to get traded to the Astros, would they have cut Pablo Sandoval considering his ownage on Verlander?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting idea, but, you know, where would they have put him? You're not going to play Pablo Sandoval over Rafael Devers just because, you know, Sandoval, I don't know, stops eating in October and can actually condition himself to a baseball game.
When rosters expand in September, fitting a guy that size in the dugout.
Yeah, it's hard at any point fitting him in the dugout at any time for Pablo Sandoval. All right, the good stuff from Bogman. You can tweet at him about the game. We have got basketball coming up here in the next segment, so I want to bust through a couple of these football things. I want to get to the question, and we had a couple listener questions. So again, you guys can tweet us, hashtag ITL Live, tweet at me and Justin and FNTSY Radio. But real quick, I asked before we went to break about Latavius Murray versus either one of the Seattle running backs. Was Latavius Murray the number one waiver wire pick for you this week, or do you have a soft spot for maybe Rawls kind of returning to the guy we thought, a lot of people thought he was going to be preseason?
No, I don't trust Pete Carroll in that Seattle offense. I mean, I don't think you're going to know who the main guy is in that backfield week to week, even with Carson going down for the season, more than likely. For me, it was Latavius Murray. Gets to fill in a role. There's not really any challenge for the early down work there. I mean, he was supposed to be the main dude before getting hurt in preseason. He signed that you know, long-term deal to go to Minnesota, and Dalvin Cook just stole that job up and ran with it. So I assume he's going to get the majority of the work moving forward. Murray should be your first guy off the waiver wire.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you guys did claim him. If he happens to still be sitting out there, I mean, that's one that you go jump on. I think 10-man leagues, there's a possibility he could be. But the difference, and you know, I know you guys probably said it, we said it on our podcast, that it's Latavius Murray is jumping into a situation where, you know, the team was designed around the running game. Mm-hmm. And we saw what Dalvin Cook did. We know who Latavius Murray is and what he can do. And McKinnon is not going to be really looking at an expanded role. So Latavius Murray becomes, I'm not sure I'd call him a, like, he could maybe like a really low RB2. That might even be a little bit drastic. But, you know, he becomes an option where you could be flexing him. Or if you have, if you had Paul Perkins, you can easily put Latavius Murray in over there and feel great week to week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Murray, okay. Murray's the guy there.
A couple questions. We had, this is our buddy Jason Braun. JBraun8447 on Twitter. He says, how close are we to calling Deshaun Watson an every week start? And he says, if he beats up on Kansas City, he says, I'm there, which I think a lot of people have. If Deshaun Watson came close to doing what he did, if it was a three-touchdown game against Kansas City, we'd be looking at like this reemergence of good Cam Newton out of Deshaun Watson. So how close are you calling him a week-to-week start?
I think he's a QB1 right now. I mean,
ooh, like 12-man?
Yeah, in a 12-man. I just think the combination of his ability to run and throw is something that it's going to be inconsistent. There are going to be letdowns for sure. But at the end of the day, I mean, he is what we've expected Marcus Mariota to be. And Mariota has been getting drafted like a top 12, top 14 quarterback. So why shouldn't Watson? Plus, he's healthy. You know, so I think he makes the team around him better. They're going to rely on the running game. And so teams aren't going to be able to just sit back in coverage and try to intercept him. He's making pretty good decisions. And man, when he takes off, it is Michael Vick-esque. So, yeah, I think Watson is a top 12 quarterback this week and probably moving forward.
Ooh, this week. OK, because see, that's what I'm a firm disagree on this week. I cannot mess with Deshaun Watson versus Kansas City. This is like, and I'll tell you, I have this option of in a lower league I do, needing to pick up a quarterback. And Jared Goff and Deshaun Watson are two that I was primed in on. We actually have a battle of those two of who I'd want to pick up, but they've got garbage matchups. So I ended up going Eli Manning because the matchup is much better against the Chargers. So I'm not there, but I think he's hovering around 14 right now. So, like, he is borderlining as a 12. I mean, Deshaun Watson at this point is a safer option than Marcus Mariota. So, to your point, that's fair. We've only got about a minute here, but this is on the Wayne Gallman front, and we've covered Crow a lot. Joe Czak tweets at us, and he says, Gallman or keep the Crow, kind of tired of the dumpster fire, which is the Browns running game. What do you think? What do you think, Justin? Crow has been god-awful. Could you dump Isaiah Crowell for Wayne Gallman?
I couldn't quite yet, but I'm getting pretty close. I'm not going to blame you if you do. I mean, the defenses don't have to respect the pass game against Kaiser right now. He's just been too erratic. They're able to just kind of load up the front seven and really slow down Crowell. I think better weeks are ahead for Crowell, but you could see with them going to be down in a lot of games, they're going to be going to Duke Johnson a lot more in the passing game. So he's going to maybe kind of be second fiddle, which is disappointing considering where he was drafted.
Latavius Murray might be a different question. You know, like, I'm all for, and Bogman has pointed this out, like, I hate to cut bait on someone that I spent such a high pick on, especially when they turn it around, because you're taking players in the 2, 3, 4 because of their talent level, and those talented type of players can turn a season around. So would I drop Crow? I probably wouldn't, even for Latavius Murray, but I'm closer to doing that for Murray than I would for Gallman. Gallman, we're like a big game this week away from being able to make any of those claims. But we've got basketball coming up on the other side of this break. It's Aaron Brewski, so don't go anywhere. It's Justin, it's Welsh. We'll be back.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Hi, I'm Austin Hedges, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it, don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are crazy.
Welcome back. It's In This League, the Welsh, and Justin Mason filling in for Scott Bogman. I just received this text moments ago. It said, I'm being blamed for this, from Bogman. And I'm like, what is he talking about? I go look, Justin. The Rockies have scored 4 runs in the last inning, and it is now 4-6, and Bogman is in a bad place right now.
Yeah, we thought he'd end up in jail, but it may be the hospital.
Yeah, well, he's being blamed for this. Someone in our we have our ATL group. We have somebody that messaged and was like, "Is this the Welsh's fault?" No. This is Bogman's fault. He's there. This is his problem. But we will get back to that in a little bit. Joining us now is one of my good friends, because if you guys didn't realize, it's actually kind of a hopping night in sports. You've got the return of hockey. You've got obviously the wild card game. We're looming for football tomorrow, as well. Basketball's being played. We are like 2 weeks away. I don't know if people really realize this. 2 weeks away from being inside the fantasy, the not only the basketball season, but the fantasy basketball season. So if you're a basketball guy, or you're thinking about being a basketball guy, it's one of the best fantasy sports. We have the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. We'd love for you to check it out. But one of the best in the business is joining us right now. We'll kind of pick his brain on a few things. He is Aaron Brewski over at hoop-ball.com, and you can find him on Twitter at Aaron Brewski. Mr. Brewski, what's going on, my friend?
You guys are way too kind. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Now, Justin is uneducated in the basketball world, so
that was a nice way of putting it.
it's a really gentle way of putting it. Aaron, how about do this? I want you to tell everybody just like a real like 30-second spiel about what the Brewski 150 is. There's a lot of great tools at Hoop-Ball they can get, but talk to like Justin, you know, somebody that really doesn't know, how is the Brewski 150 and the tools you guys have going to help him kind of get set for fantasy basketball season?
So this reminds me of me in football. Football, Evan Silva is my guy. He comes out with a top 150 list every year, and I take it into drafts doing zero research, and I win like every year. That's what the Brewski 150 is for somebody that's playing fantasy basketball. It's a heavily researched list. Thousands of hours go into it, and eventually it pops out as the Brewski 150. And you can just pick right off of the list there. You don't want to pick guys too early, but you're going to get some big names. You're going to get some players that nobody else even knows about. It happens every single year, so we have fun with it.
Okay, so how about this then? Again, Justin, you're our guinea pig here. Like when's, have you ever played fantasy basketball, Justin?
Only because I play in a three-sport league. So
who is
the
top basketball player you took?
This year, John Wall.
Okay.
So I'm a Wizards fan. Oh, gosh. The draft was so long ago, and the season hasn't started yet, so I've got to think. Let's see. I know last year I was big on Draymond Green, which served me fairly well. I finished second in the league, but mostly because I traded away a lot of my baseball for basketball. I'm really a novice in terms of I don't really know a lot of the players in the league, and so any help I can get will definitely serve me.
Okay, so Aaron, what you can do here, give us, give Justin and any listener that's, you know, really trying to, because we have a lot of ITL guys that are big baseball, football, that are getting into basketball, and we help them. Give me a 10-cent tour of your version of how you are going to approach 2017. It's the lacking positions, where you think you want to hit a little bit early. Where do you want to go early? Where do you want to take risks? Just give us like a minute or two kind of 10-cent version of how you're approaching drafts this year.
Right. Well, first of all, you guys are amazing degenerates playing three-sport fantasy leagues. I'm so amazed by you guys. What I'm doing this year that's different, it's different every year. In the first round, where a lot of the value is in drafts, if you can hit in the first round, it's a great thing for your squad. This year's Brewski 150 is going against the grain. We're passing up a lot of the shiny objects. I can't give you, obviously, this information. You have to go to hoop-ball.com and sign up for the draft guide to get the actual list. But what's different this year is a good old name that's been, you know, kicked around a little bit over the last year. And he's actually just a really great, solid fantasy guy. So our top five is a lot different than everybody else's out there because we're taking the one guy that's not under an intense scrutiny right now.
Okay. Okay. So now
over. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Justin.
I was wondering who would be like an overhyped guy or an underhyped guy inside the top 50. So if I'm sitting down for a draft and I may try a redraft this year without the three sport background. So who's a guy I should kind of avoid going in the top 50 and who's someone I should target?
Good question.
Ooh, that's a great question. Guys to avoid in the top 50. I think Carmelo Anthony jumps right off the list. I think, you guys mentioned something about him earlier. We might talk about him in a bit, but you know, players like him, DeMarcus Cousins is a guy that I'm fading this year. Anthony Davis, I'm fading this year. I think the impact of Rondo and Cousins is going to be a little bit too much for him to maintain value. And of course, you have the injury risk there as well.
Hey, that's an interesting one. Yeah. I don't want to derail you, but that's actually a really interesting one because in the basketball world, Anthony Davis, pretty much since like that one big year he had, this is the second most hype he's ever had. And Anthony Davis is commonly going ahead of Kawhi Leonard, who has been seen as the biggest floor player you can take. If you want safety, you take Kawhi Leonard and he'll cover all the things, as I call them, stuff and things. But Anthony Davis has been very popular to go higher this year, yet you're fading him.
Yeah, I mean, we saw them, the trio play with each other at the end of last year. Those two, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, and Drew Holiday, they were bad then. You add Rajon Rondo, and a lot of people think they look at some stats, they think that Rondo and Boogie played well together in Sacramento, but it was the exact opposite. They were just terrible together, never on the same page. It didn't work. There's a case where the numbers do lie. That seems like just an incredible mixture of guys that's not going to work. And with Cousins, to take him as high as he's being taken in drafts, you have to get that peak efficiency from him. And unfortunately, he wants to keep moving away from the hoop, which kills his fantasy value. And the same thing with Anthony Davis. With all of those players, he's just not going to have quite as many chances as he normally has. So when you factor in the injury risk there, it's tough. You mentioned Kawhi. He's been really beating fantasy leagues. I've seen him fall as late as 13 or 14 the other day because of the quad issue. So this year's first round had a lot of great players. The back end of the first round are name value guys, guys like Chris Paul. You know, LeBron James is back there. But we have more elite players this year than we have had in the past. And it makes it for a fun first round.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the cool things that, you know, unlike a lot of sports, you know, like it's commonly been kind of, I mean, the top eight is really strong. But even when you get past that, it is really hard to screw up the first two rounds in fantasy basketball this year. I think that's a kind of given. Now, you can set yourself up in bad spots because of, you know, maybe a position scarcity or, you know, you can do some things like that. But what about the other coin of Justin's question about the underhyped? Because I think it's very easy to pick the overhyped guys. You know, I mean, there are some people that would call that Jokic. Some could call Miles Turner, Gobert, a lot of that type of stuff. What about the underhyped versions of, I mean, if you need to expand it outside the top 50, that's totally fine. Top 75, something like that. A player or two that not enough people are giving consideration to. You know, every site kind of pins themselves on. We actually, on Friday, we have an episode coming out. It's our ranks analysis show where, on the In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast, where we take Yahoo, ESPN, Fantasy Pros, and we look and we see what the sites are doing, and we identify some of the mistakes that they're doing. So in this same vein, what do you think maybe a mistake in the industry is of some underhyped players in the top 50 or 75 are?
You know, it's kind of back to that thing I was talking about earlier, is the shininess of the new and young players. You know, you got Giannis and Kat, and, you know, there's just all of this question about how high those guys could go. And you're seeing guys fall like Chris Paul. You're seeing guys fall like Damian Lillard. Seeing guys fall like Jimmy Butler. You know, these guys are in very safe situations. We could pick them apart a little bit here and there. You know, talking as far as top 15 assets go, when guys fall two or three slots, it's a really big deal. And then going down further down the list, Draymond Green's getting no respect this year. Despite being, you know, rock solid for the last couple of years now. Beyond that, we start to get into the sleepers. And that's the thing about the Brewski 150 is you're gonna get some guys that I rank in the top 50 that aren't even being drafted in some cases. And in many cases, they're being drafted in, say, the top 100 to 150 picks. And so when we start talking about undervalue guys, I do try to protect the state secrets a little bit with that.
How do you approach rookies this year like Ball, Smith Jr., and Fultz? I know in football and baseball, people key in on the young guys. Are you supposed to do that in basketball too?
And we got about
a minute. No. It's the exact opposite in fantasy basketball. These guys really struggle with percentages. They struggle in playing at the higher level. They just don't really pan out. Every now and then you get a Kyrie Irving or a Karl-Anthony Towns that really goes against the grain there. But right now, Lonzo Ball probably has the best chance at fantasy value. He's getting insanely overdrafted. But Dennis Smith Jr. is probably the one other guy that I would just want to maybe burn a last pick on, just because Rick Carlisle is not prone to overstatement. And he has been gushing about this kid. And it really does look like he could play both sides of the floor. So maybe he can surprise us there.
Well, and if you go take a look, Hoop-Ball just did an industry mock draft, which Bogman and I took a part of. And you will see, you guys had some very nice glowing words for me. Thank you very much. And your write-up didn't beat me up too much because I did what I usually do. I built my team around risk and safety. I had a really good pick fall to me in Steph Curry. I didn't do anything special about it. And then I'm trying to remember who the hell I took. I think I took Gobert in the second round. But I ended up with Smith and Ball on that team to pair along with Steph Curry. So it is a battle, and Brewski is right. There's a lot more inherent risk, especially without the big man. We got a short segment coming up, but what I want Brewski to do is give us the Brewski team. Give us the guys that people will think about Aaron Brewski for on the other side of this break. Only a couple minutes, so if you want to hear that, don't go anywhere, and we'll talk a little bit more about HoopBall coming up on In This League.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table, demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg. Drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the fantasy BFFs are for you. every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live. Join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
There's some people say they hate the one-game playoff.
It's 162 games. Imagine they have to go down to one game. It's not fair.
Millennials are on their phone talking about how life isn't fair and want participation trophies.
I say it's great because there's nothing better than Game 7 baseball, and this is an artificial Game 7. I love this compacted one game, all in, go for it. I think it's must-see television.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
Aaron Brewski from Hoop-Ball is joining us right now. You can find him on Twitter at Aaron Brewski. He's award-winning. Did you know he won an FSWA award? I think we were actually the very first podcast that he was on coming off of that award. That is how our introduction to Aaron Brewski came through. As well, they've got some great shows. Our dear good friend, he's just one of the best voices on all the planet and just all around nice guy, Dan Bespris, hosts the show over at Hoopball. So they have got great content for your 24/7 fantasy basketball needs. So I desperately tell you to go check them out. So before we get out of here, Aaron, I want you to give us like the Brewski team. Now, I don't want you to divulge the Brewski 150 because you've got some killer content on there and people can go sign up. It's not super expensive and it is going to help you win your league, guaranteed, or not your money back because this is fantasy. Let's get real, guys. But I want the Brewski team. What does the Brewski team look like that players would be attached to you? Think about it in round perspectives as well. So give us some of those guys.
Oh, man. You know, I've ended up with a lot of Jimmy Butler in the back half of the first round and even the late second rounds. That was a little surprising. The luck of the draw really sucks for that, getting the back end of the first round pick. I got a lot of Dwayne Wade up on my teams. I feel like the market really just disappeared for him. And, I mean, in some ESPN drafts, he's not even getting drafted. And this is a guy who's played with LeBron before. You kind of know what you're getting with him. And it's going to be something like mid to late round value. So how out of him? Trying to get a lot of Gary Harris. I've ended up picking up Nikola Mirotic. It seems like he's going to be semi the man in Chicago. So that's an interesting name. How about a sleeper? Kelly Olynyk. You know, Hassan Whiteside got a pretty decent injury history. He takes games off pretty regularly just for this and that. And Kelly Olynyk's a guy that we've always said, man, if he could only get 26 minutes per game instead of 22 minutes per game, we'd be so on to something. And it seems like he's a great candidate to get at least 25 minutes per game this year. And he has a sweet fantasy stat set. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a guy that I'm not getting a ton of, but he was going to be the man in New York with or without Melo. I don't know. How much time I got?
No, that's good. You got one or two more. How about a big man? You got any big, besides Olynyk? Do you have like one more big man?
A big man. You know what? Believe it or not, it's been Joel Embiid. And
that's my guy. That's my dude.
This is actually a tough one, and I have him rated very highly in the Brewski 150, and I know everybody knows about the risk. In the third round, I'm pretty much dedicated to taking him. Because
you took him in your mind.
Can't get him any later. Yeah, you can't get him any later. And I'm doing well enough with my first two picks, and I know I'm going to do well enough with my fourth round pick to where I feel like I can take this risk. If he crashes and burns, I'm not going to flame out and die. So I think that Embiid, surprisingly, is on a lot of my fantasy teams, and that's a buzzy name. He's been going in the second round. That's way too rich for my blood, but in the third round, I'm with it.
Embiid's my guy. I've been preaching it since we've been on the air, and since he's been in, I'm taking him everywhere I possibly can. Another little funny note would be is if people could go find it, we tell a funny story about Hassan Whiteside from a guy that was familiar with him when Hassan Whiteside was playing overseas, where he would sit in his car double-fisted with cheeseburgers. It was a really funny story if people want to go find that on the ITL Fantasy Basketball Podcast. In just a couple seconds, Aaron, tell us again about the Brewski 150 and where people can go to get it.
Go to hoop-ball.com, click on draft guide, buy the guide. That gets you buying the guide. This is more than just this one list, by the way. There's 400,000 words of content, 400 some odd pages of content, and it's really written by some of the best in the business. So whether you're looking at profiles, whether you're looking at sleepers or busts, the whole bit is there. It's extensive. I doubt you could read it between now and draft day.
Well, go check it out. Hoop-ball.com on Twitter at Aaron Brewski. I promise you'll get your basketball hooked up. Aaron, thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. Joe PPP is joining us in the next hour. We will be right back.